This episode of The Apartment Guys is being brought to you by Greenlight Equity Group. Greenlight Equity Group acquires and operates cash-flowing multifamily assets in progressive metropolitan markets such as Salt Lake City, Idaho, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and Columbus, Ohio. Greenlight targets consistent solid returns for its investors and a healthy environment for residents by operating high-quality, safe, clean, affordable apartment communities. To learn more about Greenlight and to sign up for the investor list, go to www.glequitygroup.com.
Welcome to The Apartment Guys, where we dive deep into all things multifamily investing. Our mission is to educate, inspire, and empower real estate investors to reach their highest potential. Each week, host Tate Seymour interviews high-level guests from all over the industry who are sure to bring valuable, actionable ideas that will propel your career to the next level. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned investor, you are in the right place. And now your host, the apartment guy, Tate Seymour.
Welcome everybody back to another episode of the Apartment Guys podcast. Today's episode's awesome. I have Dr. Aaron Hudson in the house. Aaron is a accomplished 10-year entrepreneur who got her start in the chiropractic world and had a thriving practice in chiropractic and just recently sold her practice and is now in multifamily apartment building acquisition mode full-time. And she is an asset manager of a $19.5 million real estate portfolio for which she's raised $3 million in capital. She is cooking right now. Her company, Quattro Capital, is worth checking out online at thequattroway.com. The, Quattroway.com. Thequattroway.com. And you can book a meeting with her there on her website. So if you enjoy this episode, and I hope you do, I hope you get lots of inspiration out of it, please leave a rating and review at your convenience. It means a lot to the podcast and helps us get our message out to the masses and helps us set people financially free through apartment building investing. So without further ado, let's just jump right into it with Dr. Aaron Hudson. Welcome everybody back to another episode of the Apartment Guys. Today we are the Apartment Guys and Gals, which I always love. I love having the ladies on the show because this is such a male dominated space, the real estate investing world, and particularly apartments. And yet there are some rock star women that are crushing it in the space, and women at different parts of the progression, parts of the progression of their careers, just getting going and doing very well. And then there's women that are just, like I said, crushing it and have lots and lots of assets under management and have wonderful partnerships and syndication groups. And today we get to spend time with Dr. Aaron Hudson, and I'm thrilled to have Aaron with us. Dr. Aaron Hudson is an accomplished 10-year entrepreneur, as well as a wife and mother of, get this guys, five kids. That's amazing. I have so much admiration for someone that can do that and do it well. She is the proud owner of Hudson Wellness Centers in California, providing chiropractic services, and serves as director for a team of 30 plus employees. In addition to that amazing life, which would be an amazing life in and of itself, she is a successful real estate investor with a track record spanning 5 years, as well as an asset manager of a $19.5 million real estate portfolio for which she's raised over $3 million in equity. She's a general partner in 5 different deals. Is that right, Aaron?
Well, I apologize. The bio's a little bit old. We just, we've got 10 assets under management.
There you go. See, so that's what happens when you're cooking and in your career, you forget to update your bios and all your stats, right?
<That's>
Well, it's awesome to have you on the Apartment Guys. I really appreciate you being here, Aaron. I was hoping that you could kind of give us a look into the woman behind the bio here. Like what is it that makes Aaron Hudson tick, and what about your background and your past has been important to you and who you are today?
Y'all, that is a loaded question. First of all, Tate, thank you so much for having me. It's such a delight to be here. Well, as you said, yes, I am a mom of 5 beautiful children that literally, with this holidays and them being home, my patience level is up to here right now. So if y'all are looking for a child for fun, they're free today. I'm just kidding. They're wonderful. They definitely keep me on my toes. But you know, when we get in this space and whatever it is we do, we always have to ask the question, what in the world is your why, right? We hear that all the time. What is your why? Well, if we look back from just my history and growing up, I certainly was not fed with that silver spoon by any chance, right? I had parents that worked. We lived paycheck to paycheck. I didn't think anything of it at the time until I got probably in my teenager years. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is not what life is supposed to be about. It's really not. The Lord did not put us on this earth to settle for mediocrity. And so I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit down deep in my inside. And I knew that I wanted to shine and share with my kids that there is another way, and that we have the power to pivot if need be, but to really be the creator of our own destiny. And that is really what has gotten me fired up just about life and gets me excited to wake up every day.
So you took that and you went and created this amazing chiropractic practice and changed lives on a daily basis doing that, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And yet that life was not as expansive as Aaron Hudson's life could be. So you've now branched off and you've got this amazing syndication career going. That's awesome. Correct.
Well, listen, I apologize for that bio needing to be updated, but the good news is I sold my last practice in March, right before COVID. So I am 100% real estate and I would like to celebrate. So
there anyhow, you go.
That is really exciting for sure, for sure. And just learning how to be an entrepreneurial for 11 years in that space, it was a wonderful thing, but it also pushed me and prodded me from the business coach that I had, that I really needed to learn how to delegate like a master and stop getting caught doing the $10 an hour jobs. And it was really, look, I always had this desire to move into the real estate space, but I truly, truly did not know how, right? And so it was a matter of finally a door opened for me. And I knew that that's where the multi-millionaires were birthed, is having those type of assets. And so I really was hungry for that. And fast forward, you know, that was 5 years ago that I got started, and I did, yes, indeed, start in the single family space and graduated where I am now.
Cool. Yeah. So let's just jump right into that. So you had a business coach while you had your chiropractic practice. Was it through that coaching largely that the real estate world opened up for you, or what other influences in your life were kind of led you towards the real estate in general?
Sure. Yes. Well, so what it was is really, I had started in the single family after working with that coach. She really honed in on my time. I cut it down quite a bit with being in front of the patient and let my employees take over a lot of those small tasks that needed to be done. And therefore it opened up a lot more time in my schedule. And therefore I started to peruse and go into that real estate space of looking for properties and how I could get in the game and that type of thing. And very quickly within 2 years, here I was living in California, and in Indianapolis, I acquired 26 rental properties and really truly got the taste of what mailbox money was like. And that is really what started and piqued that curiosity for me to want to go bigger. So
yeah. Okay. I love it. I love it. And I can't wait to talk about Indianapolis in particular, but there's a missing piece there for me somewhere, because I know you chiropractors well. One of my very, very best friends is incredibly talented, very successful chiropractor here in Utah. And you guys, number one, the good ones that are highly conscious people and are really service oriented, really do typically very well in the space, right? And then it's interesting to me that it's interesting to me that you diversified in that, like from that space. And there's got to be something between like getting on the classifieds at work and perusing properties to between that and owning 26, was it 26 single families in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Okay. So there has to have been like, did you model somebody? Was it, did you have a mentor? Was there a book that was in particularly important, a conference?
Okay. So really it was just a matter. It wasn't a conference or anything that I had gone to. It was really like, I wanted to get in the market and I wasn't sure where to go, because it certainly was not going to be California, right? You have to pay your tenants to move into your properties there. But really the breakdown on that is I had a friend that was investing in Indianapolis, Indiana, and buying these $140,000 properties. And it was with a turnkey company. He turned me on. He had been the guinea pig, had success with it. We moved forward in that space, purchased a property. Getting to the closing table on that, there were all these additional excess fees. And I was like, oh my gosh, we asked them if there was going to be any additional fees. And there was coordination fees and all these other excess fees. And I went, man, I'm certainly not coming back to this company. Now, listen, one would call it their biggest failure. But for me, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because it caused me to dig in and find another way. So fast forward, here I am at the gym 2 weeks later after closing. And one of my buddies who knew that I was wanting to get in the real estate space said, hey, Aaron, I got to talk to you. I've got a buddy that's got a package of 6 homes in Indianapolis. And I went, oh my gosh, Indianapolis. Here we are in Southern California, just closed a property in Indianapolis. And now all of a sudden my buddy is telling me that his friend has got a 6-pack in Indianapolis.
Love it.
Long story short, I got together with the gentleman that had the homes, went to dinner, and I told him we might be interested in one of his properties. I got the purchase price that he was wanting for him and pictures of the property. And I literally had drop jaw, because here we are in Indianapolis with wood floors, a painted house, looking quite nice. And his purchase price was $50,000. Yeah. I had just paid $140,000, not the same caliber, but still, I just didn't know they existed coming from California, where for us, the average house price is $800, the median house price for a 1500 square foot old home from the 1960s, right? So I did not know how in the world we were going to buy that 6-pack, but I told my husband, we have got to buy this 6-pack, because where in the world else are you going to buy 6 properties in Indianapolis for this purchase price? So that's really how it unfolded. I ended up buying them for $300,000. And I was on a mission after that, because I had gotten turned on to his property management company, right? And I had said to him, I have a question for you. This caliber of property, is there any way to get a better deal than what we paid for the same caliber? And he said, you know what? There actually is. And so sure enough, what I paid 50 for, we were finding for $30,000, right? Wow. And so that's where really the hunt began, and I was on a massive mission to acquire and accumulate. So
and this was roughly 4 or 5 years ago.
It was in 2015.
Yeah,
is when that started.
Yeah. What's the market been? What's happened there in the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah,
as far as home values.
Yeah, we're almost 2x, right? So I don't buy for appreciation. I buy surely off for cash flow, right? Sure. And so happened. So we started to acquire. We were 12 properties in within a 6-month timeframe. And all of the sudden, all of our friends, family, and everybody that's watching is going, holy smokes, can you help us to do what you're doing? And here's the thing, and I hope your listeners will hear this loud and clear. So of course my response is, yes, we'll help you. But what we would tell our investors is this: we are not the experts. We will happily show you exactly what it is that we're doing, but there's probably PQRST company over there that's been doing it for 10 years. They have a stack and it might behoove you to work with them, because at the end of the day, I'm just willing to share with you exactly what it is that we're doing and we're happy to help. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, the more you give, the more you're honest and speak from that place, it's the takeaway. They want it even more. And that was not my intention, but that is what we found, right?
Right.
And so we started with those 12 properties in, and all of the sudden we had people coming out of the woodworks that were like, can you help us? Can you help us? And so travel, word of mouth travels. When you take proper care of your people, it comes, right? And so fast forward, within 3 years, we had done a little over 220 buy and sell transactions just with our warm market. Not, I'm embarrassed to say this, but we didn't even have a website, right? It was just word of mouth, and it definitely spread like wildfire.
Wow. Yeah. It's amazing. That's such a cool story. So you ended up doing 220 essentially flips. Would you call them?
I'm glad you're asking, because check this out. Here's what I did next. So basically we had tested with the six pack of properties. We had a property management that was in place, right? And I saw what was unfolding and people wanting to know more and getting involved and figuring out how could they get an asset like we did. And so what I did is I went to my property manager and I said, hey, listen, I am getting ready to bring on a handful of investors that are looking to purchase homes, just like what you're taking care of for me. If you can promise me that you're going to take good care of my people, I will help grow your business like you've never seen before. And so we did just that. We turned, you know, in this space, here's the thing. You could be a wholesaler and make a couple thousand dollars and pass the property off to the individual, right? But he who brings the most value and solves the problem, right, makes the most money. Mm-hmm. So instead of just wholesaling that, what we did is we created and made it a turnkey. We would come in and perhaps do a little work to the property, put the tenant in, turn it on to the property management company, sell it. So that is what we did. And we just rinsed and repeat that whole entire process with every single one of our investors.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Good stuff. All right. So in a way, you kind of started with the six pack. It was kind of a multifamily deal in and of itself, right? Sure. I mean, it's a scaled up single family that it's one seller, essentially one transaction. Was it one loan that you used or financing, or did you use financing?
Listen, you just figure out a way, you guys.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Say, oh my gosh, I don't have the money, because the truth was I didn't have the money. I think I took $20,000 off a credit card. I think I had $80,000 cash. And I actually went to my father-in-law, and it's not begging for money, y'all. It's saying, hey, I've got an opportunity for you. I'd love to pay you 8% on your money. And in return, I was able to capture that last of what I needed to fulfill it in order to buy the whole entire pack versus just the one that the gentleman thought I was coming for. Right?
Right. So yeah.
It's just about finding solutions. There's always an answer, right? It's about how bad do you want it, and how hard are you willing to dig and work to get there?
Right. And in general, having a good deal in hand is like kind of the golden ticket that gives you access to everything else that you need to put everything together, right? Because that's going to get the attention of the investors and the lenders and the property managers and other people that might be involved in the deal, other, you know, co-GP, et cetera. So, you know, and then to have that first deal also managed by one property manager, and to then scale that up is reminiscent of a multifamily model in a way, because we'll talk a little bit more about the whys of multifamily here in a minute, but one of them is scalability and repeatability and leverage, right? So you've taken a great manager and leverage them as a team member, as essentially a partner in your mission to do what you were doing, and leverage their skills and help them grow. Like you said, bringing the most value helping somebody grow their business is a massive, massive value, right?
Sure.
But guess who wins in the end? Aaron, right? And Aaron's group and Aaron's people. So that's super exciting. So how did the transition to multifamily come about from your success in single family space?
Sure. I had gotten invited to go to an event where they were educating on multifamily. And to be honest, I want you guys to hear this as well. I thought in order to own an apartment building or come in and have a piece of the pie that you had to be really, really rich, right? And so I'm here to tell you that you do not have to be really, really rich to get in the game. Most of the time it's a $50,000 to $75,000 buy-in to have a share in an apartment building. And when I found that out that night, I literally almost fell out of my seat. I went home. I couldn't even sleep because I was so excited about the idea. Why? Because the last couple of years I've been dealing with single family properties. Oh my gosh, the floor needs to be redone. A tenant just moved out. You need to paint all the doors. And so what happens? You make all this income for the year and then all of a sudden the tenant leaves and now you got to pour it all back into your property. Is the single family a bad space? Heck no. I consider it climbing the rungs on the ladder, rung by rung. And it took me to where I am today, right? It was part of my journey. Yeah. But guess what, you guys? If there is another way to get started and it's your choice of single family versus multifamily, run as fast as you can to multifamily. It's advantageous, right? So it's more of you decrease your liabilities in the space. So anyhow, I had heard about multifamily that night. And as I had shared, I couldn't sleep because all that kept going through my head was this. Do I want to land on Vermont, collect $50, or would I rather land on Boardwalk and collect $5,000 with one roof and 50 doors, right? So I was on a mission after I heard that, and I haven't stopped since.
Mm-hmm. So when did Quattro get formed?
Yeah. So just this last year, Quattro was formed. We started in January and we purchased together just a joint venture with just the four of us. We actually purchased a property and we said, let's definitely start moving in that space together. And five properties, fast forward, we had taken down five properties together and we said, oh my gosh, there is so much synergy in this group. We are all so talented. We have something to bring to the table. And so that's when we created the merger just this last year, which has been absolutely unbelievable.
That's super exciting. I love it. For our listeners, you can't see, but we have a guest on the show. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see one of Aaron's mini me's looks like. He's very adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Adorable boy there. Tell me a little bit more about Quattro. So it sounds like you have synergy, which speaks, you know, to the high level of the individuals, right? And the caliber of everybody that's coming to the table. How are you guys built? There's four of you, kind of who does what and what are the main pieces there?
Sure. So there's actually five of us that make up Quattro. And I would say just for kind of just a ref, we all like to wear each other's hats, right? We all want to be interchangeable somewhat, but we all have pretty much a lane that we somewhat stay in, right? So we've got a couple of us that are out with the investor relations, helping with raise money. I love negotiation, so I'll take on a piece of that. We've got a project manager that takes care of that whole side. We've got the underwriting portion for another one. We've got another one that does the whole demographics and comps. So everybody's really good at one particular arena, and then we can all overlap at times and that type of thing. But yes, it's been absolutely crazy.
Does kind of everybody raise capital, or you have different roles in that as well?
Yeah, because listen, here's the thing. Every single one of my partners knows 2,000 people that I don't know. Right?
Exactly. Yep.
So if they're truly about the mission, which Quattro is all about, the four pillars, right? People, working with great people, finding wonderful properties that spit out wonderful profits. And then again, philanthropy, we all are aligned in our values and we want to move the needle forward. So it takes a team to do just that.
That's too valuable to not go through one more time. And I can't find my marker to write down with. So people, was the first pillar,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. And we then, get to work with incredible people for sure.
Right. What was the second pillar?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's properties.
Properties.
We're looking for the best properties that in turn are going to yield the best returns, i.e. profits to our investors. And if we are focused on philanthropy, taking care of people perhaps that can't take care of themselves or helping give great living opportunity for our residents, right? Then everybody wins. And if our mission is about the people versus about manipulating with money, 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 then we are doing good in the world. And that's what it's all about, is, you know, helping people one person at a time. And that's what Quattro stands for.
Mm-hmm. Love it. So in within Quattro, this is going to get to a more general broad question, but what would you say your superpower is in particular, Erin?
Sure. Yep. So I would say my superpower really is probably resourcefulness. I'm super, super resourceful. I love to negotiate. I love to strategically put things together. Investor relations, I absolutely love people. I'm just on fire for people to win in every area of their life. And even more importantly, I am really on fire for women. I want to see women infiltrate this space, because us as women are brilliant. We're incredible multitaskers. And this is a man's world. And mm-hmm. I want the women to stand up and shine high on a hill, waving their hands saying it's totally doable, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so many women out there that we want to inspire and empower and help equip. So really it's showing the women that we can do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. I'm super aligned with that here at the podcast. We've had on other entrepreneurs that whose mission it really is to empower women. Monique Holm, her mission is to make a million women financially independent, financially free. You know, she's all about that. And Emma Powell has been on the podcast, and Monica Sawyer. I definitely love what you just said, because what I've found is that any overly male dominated space, no matter what it is generally just not as pleasant a place to be as it could be otherwise. And I that's coming from a guy who I went to an all guys Catholic high school, actually. So I'm all about the diversification within the industry. And I think that the talents of all of us are very welcome and useful in the space. And I think people like you who empower women in particular are making such a massive difference in this world and bringing financial freedom, financial independence to people. I mean, what more of a gift could you possibly bring to anyone than that?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love earlier too, what you said about the accessibility of multifamily, really how it doesn't take, you know, seven figures or eight figures to get involved in investing in apartments. And in fact, there's opportunities in the mid five figures all over the place to get involved in good, solid apartment syndications. And that's what we speak to every week on this show, is the idea of becoming financially independent, retiring early if you want, through sure. apartment investing. And that's kind of the jam. So, you know, I think for me, I think we all kind of went through, it seems like all of us that are in the multifamily space went through this aha moment where all of a sudden it's like, man, I can actually do apartments. For us, it was having a deal fall. And my partner and I, we had a 12 unit apartment deal fall on our lap, basically just brought to us and served up on a platter. And it took that for us to really believe what was possible through apartment building investing, and to see the magic behind buying something that has existing cash flow, that has massive, massive tax advantages, that has in many cases, you know, appreciation and upside available through forced appreciation, through value add, or just natural organic appreciation and growing markets. Of course, there's no guarantees how that's going to go in the future, but disclaimer, asterisk right there. But so can you speak to maybe what it is about multifamily in particular that just lights you up?
Yeah, I think that with multifamily, what lights me up about it is it's different than the single family. Single family, if you know, you can only get 10, max of 10 loans, and you think it would be backwards, but in the multifamily space, you really could take on as many acquisitions of these properties as you would like, right? It seems like it's backwards, but it's not. I love that, again, as we said, one roof, 50 doors is super advantageous. And then who doesn't, our business model is to double your money in 5 years. Who doesn't want their money doubled in 5 years, right? But even above all of it, after coming from the single family space, being a one man show, doing all these transactions by myself with my hat on, having to flip to a new hat and another hat. Well, now we're with a team, right? Quattro, who is absolutely so incredible. Again, we all have our specialty. My strength may perhaps be another partner's, my weakness may be another partner's strength, right? So could you imagine you have this team where there's so much synergy, it allows for you to fly higher together and on to the next. And you absolutely get to enjoy the space because you have a team that's working together to help you take down a much larger property than a single family. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to the game of football, right? You got to get that stinking football over the finish line. And usually it's not a one-man show where one person just takes it across the finish line. It's a powerful team working together symbiotically to make it happen. Yeah. Same concept with Quattro, because many people would say, why so many partners? For us, we know we can do more together. And that's the beauty of what's unfolded, hence taking down 8 properties in 2020 together.
So 8 in 2020 was what you guys ended up doing.
Yep.
That's amazing. That is beautiful. How many doors?
Just under 200 doors. And very then cool. Moving in in 2 weeks, we're closing on 110 unit in Decatur, Georgia, with two more, another 80 and a 48 in the pipe right now under contract. So some exciting stuff to unfold for 2021. That's for sure.
How are you guys finding your deals? How are you picking your markets, and how are you looking for deals?
Such a great question. Well, some of them we have got found on our own within the team, but actually we just launched in with Quattro something called the Alliance Partner. And this is really about, again, we love to help people. So as you may know, there's many people that, I don't want to say floundering, but they don't have partners, or they're in our space and they're looking to link arms with a great team. And so what we did is we put together something called the Alliance Partner, where they can actually go out, find a property, underwrite the property, and if it passed the tests with flying colors, they can come and bring it to Quattro. And obviously we put it under tight scrutiny. And if it is something we want to move forward in, we then in turn take that Alliance Partner, we give them half of our acquisition fee, and then on top of that, we bring them into the fold and show them the ropes of how Quattro operates. Hmm. Why? Because it's about equipping and making them better than they were the day before, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. so with that being said, we've had a couple Alliance Partners coming on board and bringing us great deals, and they are ever so grateful to be equipped and be able to work with, I say, the finest. Right?
Of course. Some of
the finest peeps that better equips and really just sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron, right? But with them, now their tools are getting, they have more tools in their bag, right?
So, you know, listeners, if you want, you could go back like 2 minutes here and just kind of listen to that whole Alliance Partner thing again. And if you read between the lines and listen carefully, there is a massive, massive opportunity there. And you know, I've made a promise with this podcast to bring high value and high level guests, but you know, to bring on somebody that's bringing an opportunity to a potential partnership where you find a deal, you underwrite it, and those are two skills that you can learn without any money, and with you know, a full-time job, you can learn all of that stuff. You can learn how to find deals, and you can learn how to underwrite. You learn how to do those two things, and you do them well, boom, half an acquisition fee and equity in a deal, your name on however many doors you found, the experience of being on a general partnership, the resume, the credibility, all of that brings, all the resources, all the people you meet, and in general, the momentum and inspiration that it's going to give you to move on and do your next deal and into your next chapter. That is huge, Aaron. That's really, really exciting thing that you do and that you offer to people.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Again, it's about pouring back into people, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times when people are getting into the space and you're the guinea pig or the new kid on the block, right? When you go to bring a deal to the table, it's unfortunate, but a lot of times the sponsors, deal team, whatever you want to call it, wants to take the majority of that acquisition fee. And really it leaves that person with very small piece. And so it's really about empowering and encouraging and sharing the gratitude that we have for you bringing a deal, but also not to take advantage of people. It's not about taking advantage of people in our space. And we see it far too often, right? So it's really about, we want to be different. We want to be different. We want to give a hand up to those that are in this space, because why? They're our colleagues. They desire respect, right? And we want to show them that, look, we appreciate them. And without them, you know, we can't work so cohesively together. It takes both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when you understand the basic laws of the universe and how a win-win relationship really works, you know, you add that component in there and it's a no-brainer to make sure that your partner is winning and that's a good big win for them, so that they'll go out and do it again and again and again, and guess who they're going to come to first next time, you know, with a new deal.
Yeah. Well, just to even shine some light on that as well. Look, after we bring you into the fold and one gets to come and be part of our deal, look, the goal is to equip them so that in due time they can go out on their own if they so desire and go do the same thing that Quattro is doing. But guess what? It's proof in the pudding when someone can come with us, bring us a deal, close on the deal, and all of a sudden they are so uber excited to work with us that they've already brought a second deal to the table for us, right? It just shows us that we're on to something. And if you take care of people the right way, you will become extremely attractive and magnetic, because why? We carry a vibration that other people, it becomes super infectious to other people. They see the desires of our heart is for them to win. And there's not a lot of people out there that are truly for others to win.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the ones that are end up winning themselves. Yep. And I think ultimately the ones that aren't, like, ultimately don't. I mean, there may be short-term wins, but if you don't have ultimately the best interest of your colleagues and partners and investors and even your quote unquote opponent in a negotiation, if you don't have everybody's ultimate best interest at heart, it'll eventually, in my opinion, you won't last in the business. You won't attract the relationships and the resources that you need to be successful in the business. And so to me, it's a do or die.
That's so, so good. I want to talk about real quick. This is something that's really important. I'd love your viewers to hear. Talk about best interest at heart. This is how I knew that I was aligning with the right team. And it's something for you to be aware of. When we were closing on our 67 unit in Knoxville, we were 12 days out from closing and COVID struck, right? And so our funding got completely pulled out from underneath us, and which is a whole nother story for another day. But we got to the point of 12 days looking for other resources and funding sources for us to be able to close this deal with. And we just ran into predatory lender after predatory lender after predatory lender. And I will never forget, we had to have a kumbaya together with the team, all five of us. And we had $150,000 on the line hard, right? Mm-hmm. And so we got to a place where we said, you know what? This is not working out with the funding sources. We're just running into these predatory lenders. And so we had to have a meeting of the minds to make sure that all team members understood that if this was not going to go into play with the funding that we had, that we were going to have to take the loss of $150,000 versus putting our investors in a deal that was no longer a deal because it was not going to spit off the same type of returns due to the financing.
Right.
And our whole team said, you know what? We're going to have to take the loss. Let's give it 24 hours. Let's put our best foot forward, see if we come up with anything else. And then we're going to have to cut the ties, take the $150,000 loss. And every team member stepped up to the occasion and said, you know what? It's better for us as a team to take the loss than for our reputation to be on the line like that and do a disservice to our investors. And that's when, my friend, I knew that I was aligned with the right team because mm-hmm. their head was truly for, and their heart was truly for the investor to win. And we all know that this is a long game for us. It was not a one-off. And if we can under-promise and over-deliver, we'll have lifers. And that is Quattro's goal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's powerful. What else can you speak to that Quattro does differently? I mean, you've already illuminated so much here in the way of really being of service and giving back. Can you think of any other, what other differentiators are there?
I think for us is, look, right now in this market, there are a lot of syndicators that are sitting and they're waiting for the dust to clear. This is a scary, scary time right now, I understand. And one would say, heck no, I'm out. Whereas Quattro is rolling up the sleeves like mm-hmm. it's Black Friday and we're getting in the trenches. And we have found so much deal flow, and it doesn't mean that every deal is a good deal. But what I will tell you is if you properly underwrite and do a really, really tight stress test, and you make sure that, God forbid, if it drops, like for us, I think we ran our stress test at 60% and that we could still function at 60% on the deal that we're just closing on, then we know that we're somewhat safe. What's the likelihood of it dropping all the way down to 60% occupancy? Mm-hmm. Not so much, not in the mm-hmm. C market. There's high demand for the C right. properties than there are right. the A properties. Right. As a matter of fact, look what happened with Wall Street. They took their money out of the market and they began to dump it into multifamily.
Right.
So there's something going on there. So don't be afraid. Just make sure that you're properly underwriting and you're doing those stress tests, running them tight to ensure that you have a really good deal, that you're protected, but more importantly, that your investors are protected.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think right now is the time to play ball. Myself, we're at Greenlight, we're aggressively, we've got 328 doors under contract. This as of our recording date of January 5th. And that's all in one market, in the Columbus, Ohio market. And we're aggressively looking there, continuing to look there. We've got a great foundation and a great team there that can handle a nice, large portfolio. But, you know, we're kind of all firing on all cylinders and looking at all the markets that we think are the ones that we want to be in, the ones that we know and have gotten to know over the last few years. So, yeah, I like you say, you got to underwrite well, you got to be tight, you got to run the stress tests of what happens if, but I think at the same time, we do have a pretty good idea at this point, what collections are looking like during the pandemic. And at least with the first stimulus bill and the arrival of the second stimulus bill looking pretty good now, like the, you know, I was talking about this earlier today, like everybody in March was saying there's going to be great deals in 6 months. There's going to be bargains. There's, you know, cap rates are going to go way up and et cetera, et cetera. And the exact opposite has happened. You know, the demand for the multifamily asset class has gone up during the pandemic significantly as people have wanted to get their money out of other asset classes like retail and office, hospitality, hotels, and get it into multifamily, which is much less volatile and much, you know, much risk, more risk mitigated prospect given our current climate. So, yeah. We are just doing multifamily at Greenlight. We're really interested in the larger scale projects, 75 units to 300 units is kind of what we look for. So, we have graduated from single family in general. I feel like we'll basically, you know, we'll basically continue to pursue the multifamily. Pardon my dog, Joey's just wanted to say hi real quick. So how about you? Are you doing anything else other than the multifamily space? Are you in any other asset classes?
Awesome. I'm so glad you asked that. First of all, for anybody listening, I am looking to sell my 21 properties that I have, my single family properties that I have remaining in Indianapolis.
There you go.
And over and beyond that, we have got something awesome that we are working on that's been quite incredible. And we've got an Airbnb. It's a high Airbnb amenity home on 5 acres. And we just have launched three. I don't know if you've seen these, Tate. They are the shipping containers that you can actually use as an Airbnb. So we have just launched three of those on our land around our pond in Texas. And my cool. kids actually are getting to have those as their Airbnb. And they're the ones that are going to be responding back to our guests so that they can earn some money and to teach them how to have those entrepreneurial skills. And other than that, we're under contract getting ready to close on 10 acres in the Hill Country here in Texas. And we're going to do a whole container home park with the shipping containers that are out by the wineries. So fun stuff on the horizon for sure.
Wow. Yeah, that is super exciting. Good for you. So in general, would you say 90% of your focus is going to be on apartments moving forward?
Yes, sir. I'd probably say 95%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's exciting. Well, Aaron, I feel like we could kind of go on all afternoon. Unfortunately, neither of us have the luxury of that kind of time, at least not today, as we are hustling and getting after it here at the beginning of January in 2021. But I do have a few questions I kind of like to geek out on at the end of the podcast here. I'm always fascinated about what makes people tick and what's important to them. And I think that, you know, the books that have been influential to us speak to that. I think the mentors, you know, if you want to say heroes inside of the industry, people that you've looked up to, can you speak to anybody that's been, or any authors, speakers,
sure, thought
influencers that have been highly influential for you?
Yeah, no, seriously. I know this is kind of old school, but Earl Nightingale has been a powerful one for me. Think and Grow Rich.
Yep.
It's only, here's why though. It's because it's all about what's in between the two ears, right? People think things are impossible, but really if your mindset is correct and it's on point, you are unstoppable as a human. We can accomplish and have whatever it is that we desire, depending on how hard we want to work to get there. But I know that all is possible. So this for me has been a massive game changer on a mind share.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. And then speak a little bit to how you give back. I know that service and giving back is a massive part of your world. I've heard you speak to it on other podcasts, how much it means to you to be able to help people in need. How exactly do you get to do that in your life?
Sure. So as I shared at the beginning, my family is really my everything, right? And I want to leave a lasting impression. I want to leave a legacy. It's super powerful for one to say, but to actually do is a whole nother story. And I think the best way for me, and that I have been able to do that with my kids, is really taking them outside of the United States and literally to places such as Haiti, Nicaragua, Israel, and really Belize, and going on these mission trips with our kids and taking Christmas to the orphans and building orphanages and loving on sex trafficking individuals or single moms that are in Nicaragua without homes. And so all of those experiences are heart changers, and your heart will never be the same with these children getting to be and love on people that can't love on themselves or can't help themselves. And so for us, it's really about going to those places and putting our kids actually in that environment and seeing how blessed and how lucky we are to have all that we have. So for me, it's about changing my children's hearts, my hearts, and helping those people that desperately are in need. So that's really where my heart is at. And so a good portion of our proceeds that we make from the real estate space go back into helping those that can't help themselves. See, that's, I could get teary over it, honestly.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why it's, I can see it means a whole heck of a lot to you and to your family, and you made it a part of your family. You've got memories now and traditions of helping other people, and what, like you said, an amazing legacy to leave your kids and to leave the world to be teaching people to serve in that way, and to the joys that go along with that. That's really wonderful. Two other questions to kind of round things out. What success look like to you or mean to you?
Oh my gosh, that's such a loaded question.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to go back to my kids like it does every time. Success is like, look, I just want kids that are happy, that are hardworking, that love their mom and dad, that are appreciative for the world and all that we've provided for them to be equipped with entrepreneurial skills that they can support their families and not be tied to a job and building somebody else's job, but building their own job. Success to me is freedom to go wherever I want, whenever I want, have whatever I want, when I want. Mm-hmm. It's nobody telling me what to do. And really, it goes back to, again, leaving that legacy so that when I pass away, my kids are telling story after story about what their mom did and how I left a lasting impression and how I had a desire to help see everybody win in life. I just want that legacy, and I want to leave something behind where I get talked about for the good that I did in the world. And that's really a mouthful.
Awesome. Awesome. What's it look like to you? I got so busy listening to you that I forgot my next question, but it was the last question. I know what it was. Things keep going well or better than well as they are now in 5 years. What do things look like?
Yeah, I think that we've got, Quattro has got 10,000 doors under management, and Quattro alone, just with our team, has acquired 500 doors just with us, which I think is totally doable with what we were able to accomplish in 2020 and where we're headed into 2021. There's no doubt that it's time for Quattro to level up, do big things, and take others along for the ride.
I really love that idea that you guys are buying properties just with the group. That is super inspiring. I never thought about that, setting that as a goal, that it, because you look at these models and they're 3 years or 5 years or 7 or 10 year models, and they're very seldom let's hold on to it forever type models, because that's not necessarily the road you want to take investors down. But if you're buying to hold within a small group like that, and it's not a syndication and et cetera, that gives you all the flexibility in the world to hold on to that asset, do what you want with it, right?
Yeah, we know what our freedom number is for us, that we just want our bare minimum freedom number as far as doors that we need to acquire to put money in our pocket just for Quattro. So we're really on a mission for that. We've already taken down 2 properties together just as Quattro, and we've done it twice. We're bound to do it again here. So
that's awesome.
Writing stuff for sure.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Aaron, this has been absolutely fantastic and inspiring. I got some really great takeaways myself out of this, including that last one. That's a really powerful goal to put on the horizon. And I really appreciate you just being vulnerable and sharing all the wisdom and knowledge and experience that you've had, and just being you. You're a bright light in the world and in the multifamily space. And you've made my podcast all the better, and I really appreciate it.
Tate, you're so sweet. It's such a pleasure being on here. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope that for your listeners, that they realize what a light that you are, and they choose to work with you for your heart.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. And to the listeners, I just say, you know, as a takeaway, you know, go back and listen to some of the sections here of Aaron's path to progress and what she was able to do with a full-time job and 5 kids and the level of knowledge and experience and that she was able to develop during that time and able to launch herself really powerfully into a multifamily career that's been not necessarily a very long career, but so far, holy, like, great job, like really, really great job. 8 properties in a year.
is amazing, and I can't wait to see what else you do and how Quattro grows moving forward. I'll be pulling for you guys.
Awesome. You're such a sweetheart. Thank you so much, Tate. If I can help you in any way, let me know, pal.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same. Let us know how we can ever be a part of your journey, and we'll always be grateful for you for coming on The Apartment Guys.
Awesome.
Okay.
Perfect. And if you'd like to find us, you can find us at www.thequattroway.com. And that's Quattro with two T's.
Quattro.com. Quattro ways.
Thequattroway.com. W-A-Y.com. I'd love
Quattroway.com.
You'll learn about my incredible team. Watch out. Your mind's about to be blown. They're pretty awesome.
Click can't on wait to
below and you can certainly grab a call with one of us if you desire.
Yeah, highly encourage it. Highly encourage it, guys. There's no better way to start really powerfully networking than through guests on this podcast, through hosts of the podcast, through hosts of other and guests of other podcasts. Like, we're all here because we want to help, and we're here because we want to make a contribution to you. And so we're accessible. Like, we always give out our contact information, and Aaron has done so generously here today. So take advantage of that. So Aaron, thanks again. Have a great start to your 2021, and we'll be in touch real soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tate. I appreciate it. Right.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners, for another episode of the Apartment Guys. Appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Apartment Guys with Tate Seymour. Tate and friends are grateful to have you as a loyal listener. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe, rate, review, and share with friends on your Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or any other podcast platform. Also, check out Tate's YouTube channel for videos of many of these episodes and more. Until next time, take massive action steps and rock on.